So here we are. Does this sound okay? Louder. How about now? Okay. Thank you. So settling back in. Closing our eyes. And here we are, knowing this body sitting here, sensing the space in the room. We can become aware of all the yogis sitting in the room with us, sitting in the various meditation halls, the virtual meditation hall, sitting in their rooms throughout the world. All of us practicing together, supporting each other, appreciating each other. All of us breathing in the air from the trees with no border between the trees and our bodies. And even as we sit so still here, all the tiny particles that make up these bodies are continuously moving and changing. And some are leaving us every moment, and some are arriving, merging with us. This living earth breathing us in and breathing us out, us breathing the world. Sitting here now, there's a body here. Feeling this body globally, we can allow the attention to gently, gradually meander throughout the body. Just feeling the changing sensations. Relaxing, letting go, anything that can be relaxed. Maybe noticing whatever stability is present. Stability, like a tree with deep roots that is not easily blown about by the strong winds, allowing the branches of our tree to stretch as far as they want to stretch. And allowing the winds of thoughts, emotions, sensations to come and go, however they are. If any agitation arises, no need to be disturbed by that. Awareness has room for it. It's just a ripple in the sea of awareness. It has room for everything, for all the weeds out there, for all the weeds within us. It has room for all our imperfections. We can allow everything that we are, not keeping anything out of our hearts. any wanting or not wanting. Allow it to come and go. Whatever arises, we can see it disappear. Just waves in the sea of awareness. There's nothing to do. Nothing is needed. Just resting in awareness. So, like Yogi Bruce says, the only thing that doesn't change is impermanence. So, in this last full day of retreat, this is we can gradually begin to transition into the rhythms of our daily lives. And one of the ways that I like to think about it is that we've kind of spent these last 3 weeks kind of bathing in this beautiful, slow music. And it's been kind of quiet and very, very peaceful, even though there's been sadness and there's been little torments in the music and we've been really close in, but now what's changing is the tempo's going up a little bit. And so we can start preparing for daily lives or normal daily lives by upping the tempo just a little bit and appreciating that in our life sometimes calls us to not only up the tempo a little bit, but sometimes things can get quite energetic. So just the variation in the music. So these last 3 weeks, we've been staying really close, really internal, paying attention closely to our bodies, to our transitions into walking, or at least aiming to do so, and our transitions into our yogi jobs, or all the different things for self-care, and staying so close to all of that. And now we can still stay really close to the body. That's always our home or grounding place, but we can begin to really widen our attention. And it can be really helpful, no matter how normal you might feel, to start really widening your attention to our environment a little more. Maybe looking around, especially outdoors. There's so much beauty outside that we can relate to. And just, but not losing connection with ourselves. maybe walk a little faster. Sometimes people find it helpful to maybe sit a little bit less, but only if it's helpful to you. And and one thing also, sometimes on this very last day, full last day of retreat, we start leaning forward, start, oh, I'm going to pack, I'm going to do this, maybe start. These little to-do lists start showing up. We can really respect this day, with the same reverence, the same care we give our first day of retreat, our 10th day of retreat, and still open up the attention because this is how our daily lives are. So we really move from that sacred place that we've all tapped into these last few weeks. If we're leaning forward, we can know it. We can sense it. And we can relax into it. So just keep staying with the teachings as we move faster and begin to dance a little more. So, thank you.